Support for today's show comes from Top Resumes. Top Resumes is a site that will redo your resume, they'll redo your LinkedIn profile, get you great results, and they'll do it at a very fair price. Use the link in the show notes, they will treat you very well. And we'll be back in just one moment. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2176. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Let me just start by closing out a loop with you. I was complaining yesterday about Dell. They came through, solved my problems, got programs installed. I'm working on a new computer so much faster. I'm a happy guy here. And no, they're not paying me for a commercial. I'm just telling you, I complained. I got service. Everything is good. Now, with that out of the way, today's show is about whether you should pay for a course on job hunting. And I know most of you won't, but let me share a different opinion with you. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it an honest review wherever you listen to it. And obviously, I have courses, but I want to explain why I think it's worthwhile. And we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from Grammarly. Grammarly is a service. It comes as a Chrome extension. It comes as a full-blown app at Grammarly.com. And frankly, it helps tremendously with writing. Even when I was just using the Chrome extension, it made a huge difference in my writing. And then for the books and articles I write, it has cleaned up my grammar tremendously. Use the link in the show notes. Frankly, they give me a few cents for every download and for every order. So please use the link in the show notes. I really do use this product. It is terrific. And we'll be back in just one moment. Most people aren't going to pay for a course. And the price that they pay for that is a lot of failure on interviews, a lot of frustration. And yes, there's a lot of great information that's available on the web. You just have to do a Google search to find it. And then you have to act on it. You have to read it. You have to watch it, listen to it, learn from it, practice it. And the problem becomes most people never do that. What paying for a course often does is create a sunk cost that encourages you to actually do what you set out to do. Now, you could be one of the disciplined people, and this suggestion has no merit for you. That's fine. You know, in the case of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, it's not a site for you. But for a lot of people who need advice throughout their search, paying for a course, whether it's mine or someone else's, paying for access to someone who you can ask questions of, who will give you great advice, has tremendous value because there's so many details in a job search that are unique in each situation, with each firm that you're interviewing with each person who's being interviewed. If you think writing a resume is an exercise that you do one time through a search, you're mistaken. If you think every salary negotiation is the same, also wrong. Same with interviewing. You know, if you go to interviews and try to wing it and figure it out on the fly and answer the questions without preparation, you're going to kiss a lot of frogs before you get a job offer. And the offer may not be as good as had you done preparation. So it's not necessary to. Let's start with that premise. If you're someone who has not hired people, because that's irrelevant to the equation. If you've interviewed for lots of jobs, if your resumes get results 7 out of 10 times that you send them out, if your interviews get invitations back to second interviews 7 out of 10 times, you don't need advice. You don't need to pay for someone to hold your hand through the process, to answer your questions, to critique your resume or coach you through the interviews of the salary negotiation. Absolutely true. You're not someone who should do that. However, if you're like most people who never practices, who doesn't get results as effectively, you may eventually get a job. That goes without saying. But you're going to miss out on a lot of great opportunities along the way that you could have gotten if only. So that's my opinion on this. It's okay to differ. I'm not looking for lots of thumbs down here. Please just spare that critique. We know you disagree. Leave a comment. You know, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. I'm not trying to push people to, you know, to buy my service. Although if you did, I'd be happy and look forward to helping you. But you know, at the end of the day, you know your circumstances better than I do at the time of this recording. If you're wrestling on your interviews, if you're not getting interview results, you know, if it's just not working for you, get help. Try it on your own. If that doesn't work, get help. Because that's the most important thing here, is getting the help that you can, that you actually act on, so that you get the result that you want. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, I have a new service where you can practice mock interviews. If you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!